This is the DX Audio Service for September 1993. And in case you're wondering, it's a...
C'est dur, dur être bébé.
Boy. Yes, it is. Baby boy, Jonathan Cromwell Vobey, born on August 1st, 1993 at 9:20 in the morning. John was 9 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 and a half long. So in the words of one of my coworkers at the TV station, looks like we're going to be expecting a call from the University of Michigan to sign him up for the football team. And everyone's doing well. Deb and Mom, or should I say Deb and Baby, are home. We're playing Mom and Dad here now and taking care of him. Connie is doing real good, taking care of Jonathan, teaching him all kinds of things like how to push the buttons on the Sony radio and listening to VOA in the evening. So we're having a good time, and we're all back into action here at the DX Audio Service. So let's move on and get into Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Our reference number this month is 315, and let's start out with call letter weirdness. You may recall in the last AM Switch we made mentions of monitors in the Toledo area hearing WVOI on 1520, running IDs as WJCM. Well, here's where that story stands today. We called WJCM in Sebring, Florida, and they report that they are still WJCM. So we called WVOI, and it turns out that they also think that they are WJCM. Now, their story is that the FCC granted them WJCM, and yes, they know there is another WJCM in Florida, and they believe their WJCM was granted through some sort of snafu, to use their word, at the FCC. However, the woman at the Toledo WJCM stated very firmly that they plan to continue to use WJCM until the FCC orders them to stop. As a matter of fact, the audio service's very own Fred Vobey reports that the big wooden WVOI letters on their transmitter building has already been changed to WJCM. Now, it is not without precedent that the FCC may have accidentally assigned the same call to two different stations. Over the dozen or so years we've been doing AM Switch, that's happened at least twice. But WJCM's application has never appeared in any source of record we subscribe to. Again, this may have slipped through the cracks at the FCC, or possibly the new management at WVOI did not have a complete understanding of the procedures for changing calls and may not have been granted WJCM at all. It'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. In the meantime, if you're a DXer and you can hear the 1520 WJCM, you should try for a verification letter as soon as possible, because that may be a real collector's item. Now moving on to call letter changes that we are sure of. Starting on 590, KEZK Wood River, Illinois becomes KFNS. 640 WROR Zeeland, Michigan Silent Station becomes WISZ. That may signal them returning to the air. 1550 WWAX Oliphant, Pennsylvania, another silent station already back on the air with a new call, WMXH. On 860 WQXZ, Taylorsville, North Carolina, the hometown of Harry Gant, if you're a racing fan, that becomes WACB. 900 WODY, Bassett, Virginia, changes to WCBX in what is actually a frequency swap. We'll cover that in just a bit. 980 KMZZ, Richfield, Minnesota. This changes calls to KRXX. Last month, we reported that call change as KRXK, a typo that came directly from our friends in D.C. KRXX is the actual new call. 1050 KMBA, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico, changes to KJBO. On 1070, KCRR, Houston, Texas, changing to KRBE. On 1160, KVAR, San Antonio, Texas, becomes KENS. Also on 1160, the other end of that frequency swap, WCBX in Fieldale, Virginia, that was a construction permit for a new station that had not been built. WODY Bassett, Virginia has bought this and will be changing to 1160, so the call goes WODY to 1160, and the existing call that was on the CP for Fieldale, Virginia, WCBX, as we mentioned already, has been switched up to 900. 1200 WFSF, Ozark, Alabama. Station was silent. It is now back on the air with new calls, WQLS. On 1270, WCMR, Elkhart, Indiana becomes WFRN. 1310 KLIX Twin Falls, Idaho becomes KEZJ. Also on 1310 KONJ San Antonio, Texas changing to KXTN. 1400 WAZX Alpharetta, Georgia becomes WVNF again. On 1440 WUNI, Bay City, Michigan becomes WMAX. We believe that's a call change that's been in effect for quite a long time. For some reason, it was never in the notices issued by the FCC, but we have confirmed from the station they are now WMAX. 1470 WKZN, Lewiston, Maine becomes WZOU. Also on 1470 KUFA, Tremonton, Utah changing to KNFL. And with those new calls, another silent station returns to the air. 1490 WMBM, Miami Beach, Florida becomes WSBH. 1500 WKER, Pompton Lakes, New Jersey changing to WGHT. On 1520 KJIA, Sioux Falls, South Dakota changing to KCGN. And finally on 1550 WYNX, Smyrna, Georgia changing to WAZX. Applications from existing facilities, one of interest on 860 WHRT, Hartselle, Alabama, would like to move to 890 kilohertz with 5,000 watts, non-directional, daytime only. Grants to existing facilities, some highlights include on 620 WSKQ, Newark, New Jersey. They will be relocating their transmitter site and changing their city of license. They'll now be licensed to Rutherford, New Jersey. On 1040 KEZF in Tigard, Oregon, will change their powers to 500 watts day and night. The antenna directional nights only, and their city of license will be changed to Beaverton, Oregon. And on 1130 KAAB, Batesville, Arkansas becomes a full-time station by adding a mighty 20 watts at night. Moving on to otherness, on 540 CJSB, Ottawa, Ontario, this station has requested permission to cease operations on AM as soon as their new FM facility is on the air. 640 WWJZ, Mount Holly, New Jersey, is silent. On 710 CHYR, Leamington, Ontario, a station that was famous for many years operating 710 daytime and 730 nighttime, has dismantled all but one of their AM towers and is presently operating on 710 only until their new FM on 96.7 comes on the air. Now, that was scheduled to have happened by the time you hear this, so possibly 710 CHYR is already gone. If not, its days are definitely numbered. Also on 710, CIPC, Port-Cartier, Quebec, will surrender its AM license as soon as their new FM on 99.1 is operational. 730 WSTT, Thomasville, Georgia. This silent station is back on the air. They're simulcasting WTAL, the 1450 station in Tallahassee, Florida. 750, as we mentioned, WWAX, Oliphant, Pennsylvania. This silent station has returned to the air. 790 WQSV, Ashland City, Tennessee. This station was simulcast on 1030 WQSE. That simulcast arrangement no longer exists. On 820 WSCR, Chicago, Illinois. They had applied to add night power. That application, for unknown reasons, has been dismissed. 920 WYMB, Manning, South Carolina. Reports reaching us, this station has switched to 920 from their former frequency of 1410. On 1000 WZTN, Montgomery, Alabama, well, you can kiss this one goodbye. The license is canceled, and the call letter has been deleted by the FCC. 1020 WPRJ, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, another construction permit for a new station that was never built. This permit has now expired and was not renewed. According to the station, they gave up years ago when they couldn't get zoning approval for their towers. WSMZ-FM, the licensee of the WPRJ-AM grant, was the source of this information. On 1050 KNOB, Fraser Park, California, this new station is on the air. 1070 KMOM, Monticello, Minnesota, silent station has returned to the air. On 1190 KHAD, DeSoto, Minnesota, another silent station now back on the air. On 1190 WLIB, New York, New York, application to become full-time and move to 1200 kilohertz, that application has been dismissed. On 1200 WQLS, Ozark, Alabama, we touched on this in the call letter changes, this silent station has returned to the air. 1230 KLIC, Monroe, Louisiana, another silent station that is back on. 1250 WDVA Danville, Virginia. This silent station is back on the air. 1260 KRKE Aspen, Colorado has gone silent. On 1270 WSPR Springfield, Massachusetts, this silent station is back on the air. On 1290 KOIL Omaha, Nebraska, this station is silent, and last month we mentioned they would be taken over by KKAR 1180. We wondered what would happen to the 1180 facility. Now it appears that 1180 will stay where it is, and KOIL will simply simulcast KKAR 1180. So KKAR's programming evidently going to be soon on both 1180 and 1290. 1320 WCVG in Covington, Kentucky. A few issues back, we reported monitors hearing a call change here to WNKR, but we cautioned we had not seen anything official on the call change. Now it turns out that WCVG was simulcasting WNKR in Williamstown, Kentucky for a short period of time, but does that no longer and never did change calls, so their call remains WCVG. 1340 WGAW Gardner, Maine. This silent station is back on the air. They're simulcasting WSRO 1470. Also in 1340 WJMB Brookhaven, Mississippi. This station is silent. 1380 KKFH Beaumont, Texas. This silent station has returned to the air. 1390 WKHF Avon Park, Florida is back on the air. On 1430, two silent stations have returned to the air, KNSP in Staples, Minnesota, and WBLR, Batesville, South Carolina. On 1440, WSEL, Pontotoc, Mississippi is back on the air. 1450, KEZJ, Twin Falls, Idaho. Now, you may have caught that up in the call letter changes. This station is silent. KEZJ has purchased the facilities of KLIX 1310 and has moved their programming and their call to 1310. The status of the 1450 facility is unknown at this time. Also on 1450, KIOV Payette, Idaho is silent. 1460 WKDV Manassas, Virginia. This silent station back on the air after many years of silence. On 1470, two stations have gone silent. They are WXAG Athens, Georgia and WVBS Burgon, North Carolina. Also on 1470, we touched on this in call letter changes, KNFL Tremonton, Utah. Used to be KUFA. They are now back on the air. Two more stations came on the air on 1480 that had previously been silent. They are WKGF Arcadia, Florida, and KRXR Gooding, Idaho. Also on 1480, WNKY Neon, Kentucky. This station is silent pending a sale but will return. 1490 WOTA Vicksburg, Mississippi. This silent station has returned to the air. We have an unconfirmed report that they are using the call WBIX, but we have not seen this call letter change officially listed from the FCC yet, so that may possibly be a rumor. 1510 WSSH Boston, Massachusetts. This has been pretty well documented here on the audio service, but just for the record, they went silent on the 15th of July, but returned to the air July the 26th with their new Spanish format. 1510 KJMC Mineola, Texas. This silent station is back on the air. A report says that they have changed their city of license to Canton, Texas, but once again, we have not seen this applied or granted yet from the FCC. 1520 WITM Elizabethton, Tennessee, down in the Tri-City area. Now, this silent station is back on the air, and it joins the ever-growing list of stations that are simulcasting WKPT 1400. 1590 WETT Ocean City, Maryland. One tower in their night directional antenna system fell down recently, so they're temporarily operating daytime only and hope to be back on the air at night with a lower night power until the nighttime antenna system can be repaired. And finally on 1600 KEED Eugene, Oregon, this station is silent due to a fire at their transmitter site. And that will wrap it up for this month's edition of AM Switch. Just about a week before this AM switch was recorded, we had a very nice visit from John and Linda Bowker on their travels. They stopped by the AM switch headquarters, and we had a very pleasant afternoon visit. The last time we saw them, we waved bye-bye as they went down our street, and where they are today, I guess that's just about anybody's guess. So, Fred, push the big red travelogue button, and let's see where John Bowker is today. Come in, John.
Hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker, and we start today with a happy birthday wish to our newest listener of the DX Audio Service, Jonathan Voby, born August 1st. And that's wonderful news, Fred. And Linda and I join together in wishing you and Debbie the very, very best. And we can't wait for the time that Jonathan and Connie take over the DX audio service. Yes. Well, now I'll go back to my prepared comments. I'd like to say hi, especially to Jerry Starr. Again, we enjoyed very much spending a few minutes at his lovely home just outside Youngstown, Ohio, this past month, seeing his beautifully equipped and magnificently maintained radio room. Very embarrassing, Jerry. Wish you'd mess it up a little bit and then come visit us again. We'll look forward to that. Anyway, I wanted to say hi to Scott Johnson. Scott, your 1090 tape from Fortuna, California did arrive, but it's still in Valparaiso. And we're doing these tapes well in advance now since we're sort of in a rush to get over to Enfield, Connecticut at the time that I'm making this tape. So we'll have that tape of your station next month, even though it won't be quite at the right place. We'll have it all together in the audio service archives. Don't worry. Thanks so very much. Sorry that we didn't have it in time for this month. Ernie Holt, yeah, good prod. We've been talking about doing a history of call signs for a couple of years, and you recall we did one on the historical moments back, many months ago now. But we're talking about a feature item that takes a lot of work. And Ernie, our mutual friend Michael Friddle, he always corrects my pronunciation of Spanish cities. But I do say Los Angeles now, Michael. But thanks so much for the tip on 1480 in New York. Linda and I are going to be driving up the Garden State Parkway on August 26th, and we'll be looking into Radio Korea at that time. Well, we have so many stations this month for you at 1090. I don't want to take any more time away from it. Let's start right in Boston, Massachusetts. I wish the heck I knew what this guy says at the end of his Power ID.
Power 1090 WILD. You've got it going on with Gooby.
Gooby? What's a Gooby? Oh, boy. This next ID is so old that the... Get out of there. It's so old the oxide is falling off the tape. But here it is. W-B-A-L. Not a nice jingle kind of sound, I thought so. But did you notice that neither WILD or nor WBAL so far have given us a legal ID? Neither has mentioned the city. So, for the first real ID of this month's DX Audio Service travelogue, we take you to Baltimore, Maryland.
You're in touch with great Orioles from the past Friday evening at 6:30 on Radio 11 WBAL Baltimore. A verdict in the John DeLorean trial.
Okay, and if we'd been any later getting this next station, we wouldn't have had it at all.
It's time now for WBZB to leave the air. WBZB is owned and operated by Waters and Brock Communications Incorporated, with studios and transmitter at the intersections of 301 and 70A in Selma, North Carolina. WBZB operates on an assigned clear channel frequency of 1090 kilohertz, as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. From local sunrise to local sunset, join us in the morning for more of your brand of country. Good night.
Good night. Did you hear that electric fence in the background, the one that shocks cows and keeps them in their field? Oh, well. This next one's kind of a coincidence. It's in King, North Carolina. You'll have a little trouble understanding that, I believe. But isn't it interesting that K-I-N-G in King, North Carolina is the same as K-I-N-G, the call letters of the station in Seattle at 1090. Anyway.
Playing real country music, we're the legendary AM 1090.
WKTP, King, North Carolina.
Oh, Kingsport, Tennessee.
WGOC, Kingsport, Bristol, Johnson City.
NBC News.
Terrible droughts down there.
One Gospel Minute is brought to you by South Liberty and Liberty Hill Churches of Christ.
This is Praise 1090, WENR, Englewood, Tennessee.
I wonder how many of us remember when it used to be WENR 890, the Prairie Farmer Station in Chicago. Yeah, they shared time at one time with WLS. True. Let's see. Let's continue with WENR.
Good morning, Praise 1090. Time is 8 o'clock, and that's time for the Family Altar broadcast with Lester Roloff.
Okay, let's go to Hartsville, Tennessee now.
Satellite news and local news coming up next. You're in tune to WJKM, AM 1090, Hartsville, Lebanon. Also this afternoon, we'll have our afternoon devotional with Brother Walter Sellers. 4 o'clock.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor. He's thrown in the towel. Mikhail Gorbachev announced today that he's stepping down from his post as Soviet president.
How long do you suppose it'll be before people don't remember Mikhail Gorbachev nor the word Soviet? It'll happen. 10 years, maybe. Okay, southwestern Ohio is next. That's from nearly 20 years ago. This is new.
ABC News every hour on your information station, I-1090, WKFI, Wilmington, Ohio.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Bill Deal. Trying to keep the U in the USSR isn't easy. President Gorbachev and top Republican.
And same thing, isn't it? WCAR one time was in Detroit, then Pontiac, and now it's in Livonia.
Metro Detroit's information station, WCAR, 1090 AM, Livonia, Detroit.
Serving over 500,000 Polish-Americans living in the Detroit metropolitan area.
And west of there in Michigan.
107 WMUS FM AM, Muskegon, Grand Rapids, Holland. West Michigan's continuous country.
I hate to hear him say that because it's really 109 on the AM, and WMUS telling people that is useless, you know. Let's go down into Indiana now.
Women's experiences. Bread and roses. Sundays at 4 o'clock p.m. on WFWR.
In Fort Wayne.
That's Fort Wayne Radio, right? Here's a new one from 1090 in Fort Wayne.
News and information emanates from this spot in the dial, 1090, your Christian companion, WFCV, Fort Wayne.
Okay, we'll go west and south into Illinois.
Good on Stereo 96, starting at 7:05 with the Prophet Show. 12 noon, 88 degrees, WCRA, WCRCFM, Effingham, Illinois.
And if we stay in Illinois and go up north toward the Wisconsin border, here's what we get.
We'll give you the WGLC Mendota Princeton Earlville area weather in just a few minutes.
Iraq is expressing surprise at the international condemnation of the offer to allow families to visit the estimated 4,000 hostages at Christmas time. I'm Dave Adams on the Satellite News Network.
Okay, Dave, let's go up into Wisconsin.
After 1 o'clock, you're listening to WAQE AM 1090 FM 98 in Rice Lake. A fine, fine afternoon going for us here. Clear skies, lots of blue coming through. 67 degrees, southeasterly winds, 8 miles per hour. Falling pressure reading.
They had a change of call sign at one time, too.
Cool Gold is WMYD AM 1090 in Rice Lake.
Oh, boy. Let's go over into the floodplain of Iowa now. Mike Smith got us this a few years back.
His love endures forever is the title of that song played there by the Integrity Musicians. It's 2 o'clock. You're in tune with KNWS AM Waterloo Cedar Falls. 25 degrees here in Waterloo, 29 in Des Moines. Cedar Rapids reports 27 degrees.
And down into Missouri, Kansas City area.
Serving Grandview to Lee Summit, we are Kansas City's 1090, Caledon Strong, KEXS, Excelsior Spring.
The following 15 minutes is presented by the Church of Christ at 505 Elms Boulevard, Excelsior Springs.
I'll have to get John, son John, to get a better recording of that because we have several. That's kind of noisy. Okay, one of the biggies, the biggie in the Midwest. Here's Arkansas.
The new 1090 is KAAY Little Rock. It's 9 o'clock with the nighttime mouth of Mid-America. Read the Rookie Reeker.
Oh, they've gone religious now. Down into Texas.
Kickin' Country, KKYN, AM-FM, Plainview.
You know, 1090 is a clear channel in the U.S., but we share it equally with Mexico. So here, several years ago, I was able to pick this one up.
XFRS,
Rosarito, Baja California.
Boy, that's an old one, isn't it? X-E-P-R-S, Rosarito, Baja California. That's a little far west for where we should be, because our next station comes from Aurora, Colorado. And we wouldn't want to skip either of these two, because Aurora's had a change of call sign, because we have a member of our board of directors that lives there, Wayne Heinen.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock at your new 1090 KLSC Aurora, Denver. I'm Tootie with the classic hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Here's the association from 1967.
Okay, now, here's a change, but listen to this carefully now. Aurora, Colorado, right?
Boston advances down the trail to second base. Let's think out for a station ID on the Cubs Baseball Network.
On the Cubs Baseball Network?
This is KYBG Aurora and KYBG FM Castle Rock. KBIG, AM and FM.
A 1-1 game.
Yeah, come on, Wayne. Why not the Rockies? You're going to tell me that's an old one, aren't you? Okay.
Star Gold on 1090 KNCR.
This isn't even a legal ID. That's KNCR in Fortuna, California. We have the new one I mentioned earlier.
K-I-N-G, Seattle.
Isn't that clean and neat?
Together, we make a difference. Talk Radio 1090, KING, Seattle, your conversation source.
News next from NBC. Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock. Have a nice weekend.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Barbara Porter.
Okay, in no particular order now, let's go into Montana.
Won't you look at me and tell me, Amy, what you want?
KBOZ, Bozeman, the Valley's news leader. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. President Bush won't be making an appearance at the GOP convention till tomorrow, but he's still making speeches around Houston.
Okay, now we go back west again.
At 1090 on your AM dial, KLWJ, Umatilla, Oregon.
Umatilla, Oregon.
USA Radio Network News, this is Doug Douglas. The new Democratic team with aspirations of reaching the White House is already on the road.
Now let's see, 3,000 miles to the east.
CHRS Longueuil, tout pour vous faire passer un très agréable été.
That's a suburb, Montreal. Okay, back to the west coast again.
KTNS. AM 1090, Oker, taking it to the Maxi, that's Maxi Priest, and his version of Cat Stevens' Wild World with Carolyn, playing the best variety of music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And one more I'm glad we weren't any later for, because we would have missed it completely.
At this time, WISS AM 1090 Berlin Country must leave the air. We invite you now to tune in to WISS FM at 102.3 on your FM dial.
Okay, we've had quite a tour here at 1090 on the dial. Next month we'll be doing 1100. We've got the Enfield Convention coming up. It's a busy time of year around Labor Day. We'll see you next month, everybody. Bye-bye.
XPRS 1090.
There's your 1090 jingle, John, and I forgot to, right here on this little cartridge here, in my hot, sweaty hand, I'm going to put this in a cart machine. This was meant to go on last month's issue.
1080 WKBY.
One of the Pepper Tanner, a cappella B-series cuts from the early 70s. And, you know, the station has an interesting city of license, John. I don't know if you know this or not, but write this down on a piece of paper. The city of license is B-O-S-S-M-U-S-I-C. Think about it.
WKBY, Boss Music.
Got you again, John. It's time now for our Musings from Members column. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club members and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers, the National Radio Club DX Audio Service, only those who contribute the column. And let's swing over to our Musings from Members.
Hello, fellow DX Audio Service members. This is Larry Mann speaking to you from the studios of WVCG in Coral Gables, Florida. Looks like there's a format change at Miami Radio. Joy 107 FM has become Tropics 106.7 FM. It happened July 15th at 4:55 p.m. Here's how it sounded.
Back Road Chevrolet Geo on Atlantic Boulevard, a half mile west of I-95, Pompano.
It's 4:51, and hey, don't forget, 4:55 is the time to be by your radio and make sure it's tuned to 106.7 FM. You won't want to miss our big announcement coming in just minutes. Thanks for choosing a brighter mix of hits from Joy 107.
And one song later, here's what we heard.
This is Joy 107's program director, Jerry Sullivan. Many of you have listened to Joy 107 for a lot of years. I've spoken to a lot of you and have received mail from many more. Many of the letters that come to me at Joy suggest that, although you love the music we play, maybe it's time that we move into the 90s. And you're right. In the days and weeks and months to come, we're going to make sure that we become your favorite radio station, if we're not already. If you like what you hear, I hope that you'll tell a friend and spread the word. If you have ideas or suggestions, please call me personally and we'll discuss them. For now, listen carefully as time marches on.
And of course, what better artist to start off a station with South Florida's sound than Jimmy Buffett? Oddly enough, one of the fellow employees here at WVCG predicted this, and as you can see, he was right. Well, at 5 o'clock, WJQY disappeared forever, and WTPX was born. Here's their first ID.
The tropics. The words bring to mind powerful images of lush palm trees, smooth tropical seas, and cool breezes at night. The tropics. It's a name we've become comfortable with here in South Florida because it means home. The tropics can be a place to get away from it all. Your personal paradise. Or the tropics can be a place to go for fun and music that has an incredible feeling to it. You've discovered a brand new radio station. WTPX, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. The Tropics. If you prefer, you can call us Tropics 106.7. But whatever you call us, you can expect us to reflect all the best of why we call South Florida home. In the coming hours and days, we'll be telling you more about your new radio station. But for now, we just want to say, welcome to the Tropics.
Well, not really a big format change in what we've heard in the last few hours. Seems they're playing a more up-tempo stuff, but pretty much the same type of music they've been playing in the past. Sounds like they're trying to go after the Cox-owned FM station here in South Florida called The Coast. Anyway, 73s from Miami, Florida. Till next time. And yet another change in Miami radio. Too late to put on the tape. Today, WMBM, licensed to the city of Miami Beach, has changed their call letters to WSBH for South Beach, where they're actually located. And they're doing a talk format now. About 6 months ago, they dropped the black religious format. That's it. This time, 73s from Miami.
Hi, this is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA. Just wanted to leave a comment about a trend I seem to be noticing on the lower end of the FM band. Stations that network, like the West Virginia Network, when they ID at the top of the hour, all of the stations are ID'd in a single group so that you hear about 12 stations ID'd on the frequency that you're listening to. I've heard this on other networks as well, and I don't like the trend. I get a feeling with more simulcasting coming that you're going to see more of that so that you really won't know what station you're listening to. I wonder if anybody else has noticed this, and has this been applied commercially any place that you know of? And real quickly, Ron Clark, I tried to get a hold of you. Can't find your number and can't find it listed, so sure would like to talk to you. Bye.
This is Steve Bauer in Wichita, Kansas, with a format change. Wichita's oldest radio station, KFH at 1330. this morning, which is Monday, July 26, dropped its all oldies format and picked up news, talk, and information. Mostly they're featuring network programming from Mutual, For the People Network, and CBS.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. A long-standing call here, WMBM 1490 on the dial, actually on Miami Beach, has changed their call to WSBH, that's Sierra Bravo Hotel. I think they may want it to stand for or signify South Beach. The station has a talk format, and the format has not changed, just the call. This happened somewhere around the end of July. Also, as many of you may know by now, Radio Visión Cristiana is on 530. This is a 50,000-watt station on the island of South Caicos, which is just southeast of the Bahamas group, I believe. They're relaying program from WWRV in New York City on 1330. But they're heard here at night on 530. They do not originate any local programming. So now we have two channels, 530 and 1610, the Caribbean Beacon. Both channels filled up with what I guess you could call canned religion, which seems kind of a pity in a way.
Hi, this is Deb called back in Des Moines, Iowa. It's July 30th at about 1:30, and I just wanted to say that the station that I received on June 18th, the Spanish station, was XEPFM out of Monterrey, Mexico. We believe that's about in the center of Mexico. Also, I just wanted to say we got our tap drinking water back yesterday. So, thank you, Fred, and everybody, and we'll be talking at you later. Bye.
This is Dale Ham calling from Austin, Texas. Hello to everyone on the DX Audio Service. Occasionally, everyone is curious what radio stations are carrying TV stations. Well, I noticed on 1260 in Taylor, Texas, which is just north of Austin here, KTAE simulcast with KVUE TV channel 24 out of Austin. And that goes on the afternoon, the evening news from 5 and then 5:30. And then in the morning hours, I noticed for giving agricultural reports and stuff such as that, this station does a complete report from NOAA Weather Radio off of 162.400. And they just seem to transmit a whole transmission from the beginning to the end. Does anybody know, is that legal? I know I've heard that you can't do this over amateur frequencies, but is that legal for an AM station to carry the NOAA Weather Radio broadcast? See y'all later. Bye.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami, and I have a question about this duopoly ruling, which maybe Fred or someone else could answer. I think it was mentioned on the DX Audio Service that an owner could have two AMs or two FMs in a market as long as the total share of both stations did not exceed a certain percentage of the listeners. So does that mean if your two stations do very, very well and you get higher shares, you're going to have to get rid of them? And if that's true, isn't this working against people trying to make the stations better? Maybe you could explain that, Fred.
Yeah, it's Mark Marino from Long Beach. Just want to let everybody know, last Saturday at 12 noon, there was a significant change in San Diego, and that is that KCBQ-FM changed to a primarily 70s and 80s oldies format. They have some 60s, but only a couple times an hour. It's primarily Phil Collins and Prince and Bruce Springsteen. Quite different from what they've been doing, and they're using a hyped-up shotgun KCBQ jingle on there, and it is interesting. It's almost like a mix station, although it's really run kind of at a high energy. They call it the Oldies Revolution, and one of their other slogans is the Modern Oldies Station. So I wanted to let everybody know about that, and as far as the Tim Hendel was asking if about the Don Wardlow thing. That was a thing where I wanted to know if anybody could record him from doing a broadcast and maybe put 3 or 4 minutes of that on the DX audio service. He's the blind baseball broadcaster in Connecticut. That's all for now.
Well, that was quick, including the waiver. This is Greg Jack from Olympia, Washington. I haven't called for a while. I wanted to comment on two things. One, I really appreciate the public radio stuff that was put in the market scope for Little Rock, Arkansas. I've known other people that have been down there for the program down there, and I've always wondered what the radio market was like, and now I finally get to find out. Secondly, I take issue, in a sense, to a point at least, with the opinions expressed about satellite feed. KGY-FM is running what I consider to be a fairly good classic rock format as a satellite format. They may not be saving any money, but I would much rather have a satellite format in Olympia like that being run from someplace else by people who know what the heck they're doing. Because what tends to happen around this town a lot, people who really don't know what they're doing will tend to have the attitude that we do it our way and we know what we're doing, even though they really don't. And it kind of shows in AM radio around here as far as I'm concerned. So I find it personally rather refreshing, since the AM handles local stuff anyway, so I feel like the station covers its action. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you later.
This is Ernie Wesolowski of Omaha, Nebraska, calling on the 11th of August during the meteor shower. I want to report that our local stations, KOYL 1290 and KKAR 1180, are scheduled to make the switch on September 1st of this year. Also want to report that Nebraska's second powerful station, KRVN 880 in Lexington, is operating now on daytime only operation. It turns out that a tornado blew down two towers, and WCBS in New York will not allow KRVN to operate at night with any reduced power. It was really bad, but WCBS feels that way. And KRVN signs off at local sunset and signs on at local sunrise in Lexington, Nebraska. Very good, and we'll be seeing you in Enfield in about 3 weeks. Bye-bye.
Hello again, this is Greg Jack from Olympia, Washington, and there's been a call letter change here. KQEU at 9:20 a.m. is now KCPL. They've been using the slogan for quite a while of AM 920, the capital, so I assume that the CPL is supposed to reflect capital.
Well, DXers, this is Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland. Today is June the 12th, and at 8 p.m., Magic 61 disappeared, and KFRC AM and FM at 99.7 and 610 are now simulcasting. Alliance Broadcasting took them over today. I didn't actually get the change because I didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but when recovering from my snooze, I turned them on. 610 was playing oldies, and so I'm taping off the FM right now. So we don't know how many of the jocks are going to be there or what happened, but Alliance Broadcasting took them over today, and the change just happened at 8 o'clock this evening. Magic 61 is dead, so the Big 610 in another form is back. That's all for now.
Okay, thank you very much for your information. To answer Tim Hendel's question there on the duopoly, I know that there is some problem with the 25%, only because we have a local station here in town, which is an AM and has an FM, and they're adding another FM in town, and there's some problem due to the last Arbitron with them showing a significant amount of audience. So maybe we can get a hold of John Bowker on the telephone and answer those questions concerning duopoly. Before we get into the weather or our DX change, a little trivia question here for you. This jingle is from Wonderful Wham in Flint, Michigan from 20 years ago. Do you know the frequency and the call sign? Give us a call on the action line, area code 419-224-3916 if you got the answer. On our DX change, Roger Giannini at 121 North Park Street in Springfield, Illinois, 62702, area code 217-793-8275, is looking for a Kenwood R600 and a Magnavox D2999, both in mint condition. Paul, otherwise known as Mr. Coffee Swearingen, is interested in coffee mugs sporting radio station logos and will buy, trade, or bid freely at auctions. Will consider mugs with TV and FM logos and other containers and could trade cameras for complete collections. Also would like to trade cameras for good quality portable receivers such as a Sony ICF 5900W or ICF 6500W. And if you have something for the DX change, drop it on a card or a letter and send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. Our address is simply DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802.
The swinging station around the land. Wonderful Wham.
See you on part two of the DX Audio Service.